Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football-wise, we are in the midst of spring. A lot of colleges have started. A lot of them that are going to get started within the next couple of days to the next week. One of the schools that everybody's watching pretty close. Last year when head coach Mike McIntyre took over FIU, that school and the program improved. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of local enthusiasm. The program recruited locally, which, you know, I can't take shots in the past, but they didn't do it as well as Coach McIntyre has done it. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Thursday evening. And I know you don't fill out brackets.
No, I don't fill out brackets, but they're exciting to watch. I know you got a friend there in the radio area there that's probably down right now since Princeton beat Arizona. So, you're right. It's always extremely exciting this time of the year. It's fun to watch. It's kind of magical. And basketball can really happen that way. A guy gets in foul trouble, somebody's off shooting, and here it goes. So, one game situations.
Well, yeah. You know, back in the day, as somebody went to UNLV, and we had a pretty good run back in the day, but it hasn't been like that for a long time. So I kind of watch and see. But I watched, I hadn't watched a lot of basketball, but last week I was at home and I watched the Yale-Princeton game. And I said, wow. You know, these dudes play some defense, and if you remember back in the day, that's what Princeton was known for under Coach Pete Carrell. They used to play a lot of defense. Speaking about defense, here we head right into spring, and I know you're excited. Right? It's been a really productive off season for you. You guys have set the groundwork over the last 12 months. There's a lot more to be comfortable about. Everything's in place. Your stamp is on the program now. Talk about how spring 2023 looks for you guys.
Well, we've got this time last year we only had six offensive linemen on scholarship. We got a lot more now. We got more size, and defensive line wise is bigger and stronger, and excited about watching a lot of the freshmen that we played a little bit last year, redshirted a lot of those linemen, and they've gotten better. So I'm looking forward to the spring practice for them and excited about that. And then all of our other positions their guys are stronger, faster. We've got more depth. And so I tell our guys that every job's open. And when you have competition on a team, that makes your team better. And when you can look over one shoulder to your right and one shoulder to your left, and the guys can beat you out, that's when you're starting to get a better football team. And we're slowly getting there.
Right. The recruiting year really did you well. I mean, and, you know, you and I ran into each other at several games, and I think a lot of the times that you showed up, it benefited you because, you know, like I said, and I say this all the time, you've got to be visible. If you're a college coach, you've got to be visible. You got to be out there. The kids are going to see you. They're going to see, hey, you know what? I just saw Coach McIntyre on the sideline on Saturday, and here he is right now at our school watching me. How important is it for you? Because I know you've been been in this game for a long time, and you've seen, you know, some of the things that are positive to do in recruiting and that are, you know, things you kind of stay away from. You've always right. found it, and I know to be you're a personable guy to get out to these games, to, you know, kind of talk to the head coaches, to wave to the parents, right. to kind of to make yeah. yourself visible. How important has that been, especially in this last recruiting process?
Well, it, you know, relationships are extremely important. And then, you know, you're correct. Being seen, we can only, as a head coach, you can only get out so much. So when you get out, you need to be able to take advantage of it and there. And then, you know, we just buckled down and said, we're going to hit Dayton Broward County as hard as we can hit it. And that's what we've done. We've encompassed it. And, you know, we had a get together over at Miami Lakes the other day with a bunch of Dade high school coaches. And then last night we're up at Duffy's in Broward, Fort Lauderdale, having a thing with all the Broward, a lot of the Broward coaches. So just getting out and seeing it and staying in and all the camps we're going to have and all the recruiting, it's extremely important to be out there as often, as much as we can be.
Coach Mike McIntyre joins us, head coach at FIU. And the importance of, okay, now it's your spring, and you have kids come on, coaches come on campus and watch and observe and see how you guys coach and see what type of roster that they would be fighting to get there. So this is the time for you guys to do your stuff, and then we turn it around in late April into May, and you are the ones that get to go out. Your coaches get right. to go out around, and they get a chance to watch these kids and, you know, check out what they do and what type of character. And I was just getting into that, you know, people think that recruiting is so easy, but it goes way beyond the tackles and the touchdown passes. It's all about character. It's all about grades. It's all about if you could get along with your teammates, because that kind of, you know, breaks up a team real quickly if you have athletes that are kind of disgruntled all the time and that are me type of guys. Talk about having an opportunity to have the kids on, you know, come to watch you guys practice during their spring break. And go ahead.
Right. It's extremely important. All the time the guys can get on campus, then you can talk to them, get to know them, especially, you know, when parents come and then, you know, get to know the coaches and teammates. It's fun just when we have, you know, we'll have a lot of teams come and watch us practice. And it's fun to meet the kids and then watch them interact with their teammates. You want to see that and you'll see how they care about their teammates and the teammates care about them. All of that is extremely important. And, you know, every time we can have connection with those young men and their coaches and parents, it's always a big, big, important deal. And the cool thing about they in Broward area, it's just amazing how many good football players they are. And, you know, within an hour and a half radius of driving, not mileage-wise, driving because of the traffic
yeah.
sometimes, correct?
yeah.
There are tons of players, and we want to get them all they can. And, you know, our practices are all open for anybody to come to during spring, and then we also have all the camps in June that we do, and so it's always a really, really exciting time. When we're going out to practice, and we're also going out to recruit at the same time at practice, so it makes it for a special time.
Coach, you brought up something interesting, the summer camps, and people don't realize how valuable they are. You get a lot of kids on campus. They get a chance to look at your facilities, meet your assistant coaches, at the same time get a chance to compete, just like in a combine situation, and then you have 7-on-7s, and you have line camps, right. and you have special teams camps. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they weren't as prevalent as they are now, but now they're,
right.
in many ways, the lifeblood of any college program.
Right. We had close to 1,000 kids on our campus in our camps, you know, from our individual camp. We had, you know, 300 to 400 each one of those, and then all the 7-on-7 camps and then all this, like you said, all the specialist camps. So that's invaluable. And what's really neat is the kids come on campus and they haven't seen FIU before, and they go around the campus and they go, wow, this is beautiful. You know, it's so new. It's only 50 years old. All our dorms are new. Everything's really, really nice. And so that's a great recruiting tool for their parents to see that. So, yes, the camps are extremely important for us, not only working with the players and helping them get better as players, but also them just seeing the campus and getting to know us better.
Yeah, no doubt. You look ahead, and I mean, six home games this coming year, and really good games. I mean, you get a chance to play Louisiana Tech. Obviously, that's going to be a schedule that people look at. Liberty, Maine, UConn, games like that. New Mexico State, which went to a bowl game last year, as well, and Middle Tennessee State, which they, for you fans, beat Miami last year, and always a tough Western Kentucky team, and a trip to Fayetteville, Arkansas. With how about that? I mean, that's pretty good. Talk about that, because I think that's a good selling point as well.
Yes, it is. Our schedules and some really exciting games last year, and you know, playing Arkansas is going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know, we got a new twist this year, which is going to, it's excellent for us. You know, we're going to play in October. We're going to do what the MAC does. You know, the MAC plays on Wednesday nights in November. We're going to play on Wednesday nights in October in Conference USA. And so we'll play around 5 to 6, maybe 7 nationally televised football games on ESPN and CBS. And so it's going to be a big deal for us, and it's great exposure for the school, but it's great exposure for recruiting for us. And we're going to play, you know, more national television games than a lot of schools in the country do. So it's going to be exciting with that new the new television package we have with Conference USA.
Well, good stuff. We're going to try to get out there to spring next couple of weeks.
Please do. We'd love for you.
Yeah.
And you know, when you come out there, everybody knows you. All the kids love seeing you around, and they know who you are, and we'd love for you to come out there. We go at
definitely
Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays at 8:30 in the morning till about 11 is in there. So come on out. Love for you too.
Good stuff.
And we're also going to go to Hadley Park, Luther's stadium over there in Liberty City. We're going to have a scrimmage there on April the 8th.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be fun there too. We're
going
to do that.
Stuff.
And so that's open to the public, and we're really excited about that day.
Awesome. Coach, I can't thank you enough for coming on. We'll definitely see you and talk to you a lot. Again, congratulations on the job you've done so far. And I know a lot of people, you've been a buzzword this offseason. A lot of people are now talking a lot about FIU football. Again, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you for having us on. I appreciate it. And enjoy watching some more of the NCAA tournament, all right?
I will. Thanks so much. Coach Mike McIntyre,
yes,
head coach at FIU, has done a tremendous job, obviously, with that program as they're trying to turn the corner. Arkansas, that's going to be a pretty decent trip. As he said, they play some Wednesday night games. They play 4 Wednesday night games, which kind of opens things up. We know that MAC conference played on Tuesday, and now they get a chance to play on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.